fence line. I was there when the Caulfields built it. I've been there for 20 years, and I spent 10 years in Clearwater Acres, so I've been out there 30 years. I worked at Big Cedar normally. And so basically the concerns I'm having are the people that owned the house beforehand, they were from Kansas City, and they were just a family. But when the family came down, it's such a large house on holidays, they would cut our fence. They would pepper our dog with rocks coming by saying, oh, this is my uncle's property. But one thing that they would do fireworks from like 11 to 1 at night. And, you know, on fireworks, they don't usually put them towards the lake and or towards our woods, which we have a pool up there. So we would have to be the ones picking up the trash and handling all that. It's not like it's four or five people coming for a night stay. As you know, if you do like a 20 people in a seven-bedroom house, you know it becomes a party town. We all know that John L. is putting in a racetrack. So he's going to, they say maybe, oh, well, we might rent it out one day a week, 2 days a week. But realistically, if things go the way it plans, they're going to rent it out more. I know when we met Justin and Laurel, our dog was going crazy because our dog is 10 years old and not a lot of people are back there. And so we knew we better check. So we went around to the house to make sure everything was okay. And they're like, oh, we're the new owners. And then they were saying too, well, our truck and our boat had been stolen. And we've had people, 2 years ago that someone jumped our fence. I found him in the garage. He was 6'4", probably about 300 pounds, had to call the cops. Unfortunately, the cops, I call the 911. It goes to Stone County because we're so close to Stone County. Then it comes back to Taney County. Finally got a hold of them, but we're so far out in the county, it takes 10 to 15 minutes to get out there. So I had to make another call, which is a very concerned. We've had to deal with other issues as far as theft goes. We were putting in our yard, and they tried to steal a tractor from our yard. Our neighbor called. One of the biggest things, though, we have our woods still behind our house, but the old people that owned it, we have an above ground pool with just a little pump. And it was having a problem, so we got a note in our mailbox saying, your pool is ruining my coffee, which what I'm trying to explain to you, when people are on the back deck of their house, we can hear every conversation. So let's say they rent the house and they are partying on the back deck, which everybody likes to have a good time on vacation. I work. I have a job still. I'm not on vacation. And, you know, it's going to bother my dogs with them running because, you know, one time a couple months ago, my dogs alerted that there was somebody back at the house again. So my husband went all over there, and it was three or four guys. They were putting a hot tub canopy on it. Well, they ended up putting their hot tub on this pad, which is right on the fence line, right on my fence line. And so we had to run over there. We try to look out for our neighbors, but I do not want to be the babysitter of this house. You know, every time there's a situation or something happens, and I think it just has, you're going to have so many people in the house. It's a seven-bedroom house, so when they rent it, there's going to be several families. And my concern is the loud noise and everything. I was a meeting coordinator at Big Cedar. That would be a great thing to do. But if you open it up to them and you give them that permit, they can say they're not going to do that now. But who says they're not going to in the future? I've lived there in my home for 20 years. I've raised my children there. They're going to inherit my house and everything that I have. It's a neighborhood. It's not an Airbnb. It's not a hotel room. And I just thank you for listening. And you know, it's just like me going to where he lives and me putting a big house and disrupting my family and my neighborhood, because this is kind of more, I feel, a fad. And yes, we live down the street from John L. I've worked for him. He has big minds, big dreams that he makes happen, but don't let him rob what I've had for 30 years. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else signed up to speak? Yes, sir.
I have a question to start.
Could you give
start.
Your name, please?
Mike
sir.
Holstein. Michael Holstein. I live on Idlewild Drive, right next to the 315 that is trying to get this today. The question I have is, somebody told me recently that to convert to this, you have to have fire suppression in your facility. Does anybody have the answer to that?
Oh, I can help answer that.
Yeah.
So if RR1 zoning goes through the process and is approved, then we would have to get application for a conditional use permit for nightly rental or any of the other uses. And if that came through and was approved, one of the conditions, which there's a number of conditions such as a sales tax number, is a certificate from Western Taney or Central Taney Fire, wherever the location of the home is, that they're in compliance. And yes, Western Taney Fire has required, but that's their requirement. So if it's only sprinklers and they send us or fire extinguishers and they send us the compliance, then that's what we need for our file. But okay. In the past, it has been sprinkler requirements.
All right. Thank you.
And then when application for that conditional use is made, we always give them an application for the fire district and say, get a hold of them quick so that you understand their rules and regulations for nightly rental.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We have 7 homes on this street. There are 7 homes. Right now, we have 3 of them that are in the process of converting over to a nightly rental. And Cox Place, I'm led to believe, likely is going to be also. That makes 4 out of 7 on our street. And that is going to change our neighborhood. I really feel that. I'm concerned about that. Several years ago, the property at the bottom of the hill, 149, this is not the current owner, but this was in a condition where they had people renting it out on a regular basis. Apparently, nobody took any challenge on that. But at any rate, there was a real problem. Trash everywhere. There'd be as many as 10 to 12 vehicles at night in that. Now, it's a huge house, but there was trash everywhere. And That's a concern in this whole issue. I live right next to 140 or 345 Idlewild, and my driveway and that driveway are basically for the most part parallel down to our homes, and there's been an awful lot of traffic on that property. I've seen as many as 10 vehicles there overnight. Again, that changes the whole thing as far as I'm concerned. I talked to Dr. Zinn, who is the house to the right of the house at the bottom of the hill, the big brick house. And I talked to him today. He was hoping he could make it here, but his health has not been very good. And he's concerned about the changes in the neighborhood with this going on. So at some point, if necessary, I'll get something from him in writing if you think that is necessary. The traffic, the things that concern me with 315 next to me, again, is the they have a pool behind the house. They have a two-car garage detached, and as far as I know, if this has changed, this is, I guess I haven't kept up with that, but there's a two-car garage, and there's a ping-pong table and a pool table in there, and they've been out there at night playing ping-pong or pool with the lights on. I don't know if that's going to change or not, but that's my understanding on that. So I really believe that we are changing the whole neighborhood here, and so I'm against it. I'm concerned that we're going to have some problems as a result. But thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. We have another one over here.
Good evening. My name is Holly. This is Bobby Utzman. We live across the street from all these properties. We're at 316 Ottawald. First of all, I just want to say we mean no ill will to these folks who own these houses that are in question here. We just, you know, we don't want to tell anybody how to do their business, but it does change the neighborhood. This is a residential neighborhood. These are very large homes. They have multiple bedrooms in there. There's no way there's going to be two or three people down there. It's going to be like 8, 10, 15, 20 at any given time. That changes everything. Coming and going, it's going to be going all the time. I don't want to tell anybody how to live their life, but there's always that small percentage of people that have party instincts, and they're going to be drunk. They're going to be traveling up and down the street at all hours of the night, you know, so you never know. I don't have to worry about what's coming in my neighborhood and what's not. These are nice homes. We worked very hard for these properties, very hard. You should know what that means. I'm sure you have a mortgage. And so, again, no ill will to these folks, but we don't want it because it's going to be a lot more than they're saying it is. It's going to be multiple cars coming and going at all hours of the night. My wife's father bought this property. He developed it. We've been there for 20-plus years. And we want to keep it a residence. We want to keep it a quiet neighborhood.
Yeah. My dad is Bob Cox, and he is the one that originally built the home at 160 Cox Place. And we've already, and this isn't one of the properties, but we know that it's coming. And we've already started to see, you know, airport shuttles in and out of the drive. I believe, it's my opinion, that all this has already started, whether it's rezoned or not. And these are the kind of people that, you know, we may or may not, you know, be right. So that's just hearsay. But we know what we've seen. And when my dad sold off all of these three-acre lots, it was for the intention of single-family residences. It was for families. And we built our house right behind my parents' house. We've been there for, you know, 22 years. My parents have been there. They sold their property because they got to be too much for my dad to handle it. And ever since, you know, all these properties that they said, these are three.